Y'all, we have some lottery tickets that we're going to scratch off. How does Big Fatty do it? How are we going to do this? Are we going to describe the game?
I don't know. We've never done a scratch-a-thon.
We have not done a scratch-a-thon, but we sure will do it right now. You ready? Are you guys ready? Sounds like it. Let's go.
I think Big Fatty's threatening to not let you stay at the Fat Cave if you go through.
Oh, yeah, that's something else I got to talk about.
Not a winner, Big Fatty.
Not a winner. Not a winner.
You're supposed to natter while you do this.
Not a winner.
You know that, right?
I'm not very good at that. Not a winner. Oh, not a winner.
Womp, womp,
womp. Not a winner.
You really suck at this.
Y'all, we got a $10. We got $15. Y'all, we got a dollar. Y'all, we got another dollar. Wait, how many?
The ginger bear is not very good at this, as you can tell. Not a winner.
Are you scratching the coin, the symbols on top of it?
Oh.
You might want to check your other one, too.
Well, I suck at
this. If you get a coin, you get that amount.
Well, I suck at this, too.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Not a winner, Big Fatty.
Not a winner.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 774 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 19th of January, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we're going to talk about some little shows, and y'all, guess what? We're going to do some scratch-offs. Not a winner, Big Fatty, no. Hey everyone, I hope your hump day is going well. And y'all, not only is it hump day, but it is the full moon, and that means the crazy things happen. And I know there are some of you out there that absolutely love the full moon. And yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. It's just wonderful. Just wonderful. And some strange things may happen today because Big Fatty is going to do some scratch-offs. Y'all got to catch up on these things. And by the way, those of you who are still expecting Crimacods, y'all didn't have the proper postage. So I've got to get to the post office and get the proper U.S. postage to go on those. But they'll be out by the end of the week. Yes, Big Fatty, sure they will. You just keep, you know, it's a full moon. Go ahead and lie to them. Dear Gussie. But y'all, I want to start off today. First of all, Larry Clyde was out sick. Tuesday from the coal mine. Y'all, he said like he was coming down with a little cold or something. So, anyway, y'all, and I'd like to report that my knee is much better. Y'all, it was fine until I came home at lunchtime, and y'all, it started feeling like it was going to pop out of joint again. But anyway, it's still in there. It's still what Big Fatty just making sure it keeps working. Y'all, that is a fried chicken breast and a garden salad. And y'all, as soon as I finish here, I'm going to have some more of those marinated scrumps. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm you know, with a holiday week, I'm a little behind on listening to a little shoes. So y'all, I'm kind of catching up and all. And y'all, I decided that I was going to give a try to that Eat This Show. It's hot. And y'all, so I tried it out, y'all, it's not the biggest pile of I'll listen to another one, anyway, I just decided I was gonna give it another try. You know why not, Big Fatty? And so anyway, but y'all, I also listened to that Live It Up. As you know, Miss Wes is moving from the penthouse to the hacienda. And over the weekend, he moved most everything. Now, I don't know if his big black dildos got moved or not. His mother was supposed to help him with that. But we'll see. And, y'all, he's evidently searching for the barbecue restaurants close to the new hacienda. And, he's getting settled and everything like that. But, y'all, he put out, even though he's, you know, all of his equipment is packed. Bang, Freddy, that sounds vulgar. All of his equipment is, podcasting equipment, I should say, is packed up. He put out, gosh, why am I so sleepy? I can tell you why I'm so sleepy. It's because on Monday night, y'all, I didn't sleep with a tinker's damn. Not with a tinker's damn. No, Bear Craddy, no. And I don't know why. But what was I going to say? Miss Wes and y'all, it's the ravages of age. The ravages of age, oh dear Gussie. Miss Wes. Oh, he put out a little show about laughter, y'all. And y'all, there was some things in there that were really funny. I believe it included the ginger bear and the albino who you heard at the beginning of today's show. And y'all, isn't that wonderful that they've come up with a new segment for their show? Of course, they're never going to do another show. You know, once Ricky gets out of town, you think that Julian's going to give him the time of day? Hell no! That albino, he's going to... No! No, if I can't put on a headset and get banged and get my ass plowed and do a show at the same time, then I'm not doing a show. No! So, y'all, he what he needs to do is go into the headboard business. But, y'all, he would absolutely use up all of his profits. He would take all the profits out of the company. Big Freddy, move forward. Anyway, listen to that, and y'all, it's just, things are just crazy. Y'all, let's do a few little scratch-offs here. Because y'all, I've got quite a few still. And, y'all, quite frankly, but by the way, that terminally single Tim, he has entered the coupon contest and the number one fan contest. So y'all, remember, you have got until, Friday! The 4th of February at midnight Eastern. Y'all, I've got the Comet Cash here. This is from the Colorado Lottery. And y'all, all I have to do is round up 8 tiny reindeer symbols to win the prize. Shown, get a sleigh symbol, and automatically win double the prize shown. And y'all, there are 12 things to scratch off. And if I get 8... reindeer symbols, then I'll win the prize. So, and y'all, I believe this came from, Brian and David out there in Denver. And, y'all, it was Tuesday was, David's birthday. David, I hope you enjoyed exiting the birth canal. Y'all, we've got a reindeer, we've got bells, we've got another reindeer. We've got a snowflake. We've got another reindeer. We've got another reindeer. What are we up to there? We've got 4 already. We got to get 8 of them, though. We got to get 8. There's another one that's 5. And then there's another one that's 6. And then there's a, what is that? It's a sun. And then there's a 7. Another reindeer. And a stocking. And, oh, another reindeer, y'all. We have one. We have one, unlike the ginger bro and the albino. Y'all, they couldn't win shit if they had to. So, y'all, let me just make sure that I've got... And y'all, obviously, you know, you think, oh, Big Freddy, those are easy to take care of. You know, that's easy to do. Y'all, it's easy to get mixed up, but let me just make sure I've got 8 of them here. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Y'all, let's see what the prize is. Let's just see what the prize is. And y'all, the prize is... $1, y'all, $1, oh dear Gussie, that is lovely, just lovely. And so, all right, y'all, the next one is the Dash of Dollars, and the same thing, you got to get 8 reindeers. Y'all, we've got a sun, we've got a wreath, we've got a reindeer, we've got another reindeer, we've got another reindeer. We've got another reindeer. We've got, what is that, gingerbread cookie? We got another reindeer. We've got a snowman. And some creme lights and a reindeer and a reindeer. Now, y'all, I don't know that I got eight on that one, but let's just double check it here. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Not a winner, Big Fatty. No. No, move forward. Y'all, we've got the Rudolph Riches. Same thing. We've got a reindeer. Y'all, Rudolph's always lucky. We got a reindeer. We got a reindeer. We got a reindeer. We got a reindeer. We got some lights. We got a reindeer. Y'all, we're up to 6 already. We've got a wreath. We've got a reindeer. That's 7. We've got a tree. We've got a gift at. And we've got a reindeer. Y'all, that is another winner. That is 8. That's 8 reindeer again. Oh, it's another winner. Oh, Rick Friday. And y'all, we're going to scratch the prize now. And we're going to see what that. Y'all, it is $1 also. Yes, Big Friday, you're rolling in the dough. Just rolling in the dough. Yes. All right. Let me just make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, Big Friday. Lovely. All right. And y'all, the last one is the Blitz and Bucks. And same thing. Y'all, I'd love to see a sleigh. We've got a reindeer. We've got a gift at. We've got a reindeer. We've got a reindeer. Yo, that's 3 already. We've got a wreath. No, I'm sorry, that's a snowflake. There's a snowman. There's a reindeer. There's a reindeer. Yo, we're up to 5. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. There's a reindeer. There's number 6. There's a wreath. There's, oh, a cookie and a reindeer. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, so close, but no cigar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No winner there. So, but y'all, $2 on all of that. So, anyway, and maybe we'll do a few more of these towards the end of the show. Y'all, y'all, before we go any further, there is breaking news. Yes!
This is in the BFO Communications Desk. Big Fatty has indeed heard from Jeremiah. Dear Gussie!
Y'all, it is true. It is true. I got an e-letter from Jeremiah. And y'all, I'm not going to read the whole thing. But I am, y'all, I had written to him, as I had mentioned on a previous show. And, y'all, I said, I hadn't heard from you in months and was just concerned if things are okay. BF. And, y'all, I got it back. And, y'all, I will try to do. And you know, I cannot do justice. I am not a voice actor, y'all. I am not a voice actor. I will admit it. But, y'all, I will try to do my best impression of Jeremiah. Yeah, and y'all, I am going to paraphrase here because, you know, some of the details don't need to be told to the whole world. But it says, Big Fatty, how are you? Things are fine. I will email you the pilot podcast. It was awful. Unless one lived here, they would have no idea the people and places we were talking about. Now, as to where I have been... I have been offered a chance at a job and was asked to discontinue my little show until some decisions were made sometime in early February. As of now, I have had interviews, but still no word, so I don't hold much hope. Should I be kicked to the curb, the BFO voice line will light up with my return from exile call. I hope the hats thaw over the weekend. It has been life on the tundra in Hotlanta for a week. Bless their hearts. The gay men are getting cabin fever over there. Also, enjoy your upcoming horror weekend. Like I always say, it has not been a proper date unless you've raised your ankles to Jesus at least once. And y'all, it signed Jeremiah. And y'all, then my response to him was, praise be, he has risen. So... Anyway, y'all, we don't have anything definite from Jeremiah there, but y'all, at least we know he is alive and well, and we may be hearing from him in the near future, y'all. And y'all, I think that that's good for everybody. That is just good for everybody. So perhaps he can call and let us know what he did for the MLK holiday. I don't know. So I wanted to finish the thing. Well, where was it that Paul, was it Paul that sent it to me? Yes, it was Paul that sent it to me about the things that were said 56 years ago. I think we got down to the one about the electric typewriter. Y'all, it says, it's too bad things are so tough nowadays. I see where a few married women are having to work to make ends meet. I think we did that one too. It won't be long before young couples are going to have to hire someone to watch their kids so they can both work. I'm afraid that Volkswagen car is going to open the door to a whole lot of foreign business. Well, thank goodness I won't live to see the day when the government takes half of our income in taxes. I sometimes wonder if we are electing the best people to government. You know, that drive-in restaurant is convenient in nice weather, but I seriously doubt they will ever catch on. You know, there's no sense going on a short trip anymore for a weekend. It costs nearly $2 a night to stay in a hotel. Y'all, no one can afford to be sick anymore at $15 a day in the hospital. It's too rich for my blood. I think if they think I'm going to pay 30 cents for a haircut, well, they can just forget it. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, so Paul, thank you so much. Y'all, I can hear the Grand Hat saying that. Yes, Big Freddy. Yes, yes, yes. Y'all, I mentioned that yesterday was David in Denver's birthday, and y'all, he sent me some kind of Lutheran thing that I don't know how it works. I just don't know how it works. It's a Winders thing, but thank you anyway for thinking of Big Freddy. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, Miss Kitty, speaking of old people, Miss Kitty sent me something. It's called texting. It is that texting for senior citizens. Y'all, ATD, that stands for at the doctors. BFF is my best friend farted. BTW, bring the wheelchair. BYOT, bring your own teeth. CBM, covered by Medicare. CGU, y'all, this is one that is repeated oftentimes in Walnut Hills. Can't get up! CUATSC. See you at the senior center. DWI, driving while incontinent. Oh, Big Freddy, you have been accused of that. FWB, friends with beta blockers. Oh, dear Gussie. FWIW, forgot where I was. FYI, found your insulin. Y'all, there's just a lot of these damn things. I'm not going to be able to get them all in today. So, y'all will do the G's. GGPBL, gotta go. Pacemaker battery low. And GHA, got hot burn again. So, y'all, we will continue those later on. Now, y'all remember, it is the full moon. And the crazies are going to be out. You never know who you might run into on the 101. And y'all, because, you know, sometimes crazy things happen and you actually get an opportunity for work on a full moon. Y'all, it is unheard of. And Big Fatty, what would you say about all of that?
Not a winner, Big Fatty.
Not a winner.
Oh, poor. Oh, yes, yes. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.